evening and welcome to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up in tonight's programme, I'll be looking forward to an event that could see three world records being broken in Donegal as tractors from far and wide travel to the county. And for those who don't know the background, there's quite a story behind the legendary Harry Ferguson. Firstly, though, I've been speaking with the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA, Michael Chance, about the ongoing weather-related problems that have been particularly acute to farmers in the south of the county. The IFA President Joe Healy visited the county last week to see the situation for himself firsthand. Probably the area around Ballantra amongst the hardest hit by the continuing wet weather.
The whole county is hit, but that area is, they're working on a lot more difficult soils in the south of the county in particular, and they've been very heavily hit with it's a sort of a steady rain every day or every night, and they just can't get at things.
So the knock-on effect, there's a lot of silage to be cut, and I mean already people really eating into winter supplies. If we get a bad winter, there could be real problems down the road.
This is it. Most farmers are, with the way prices are at the minute, they're in a difficult position anyhow. And this is coming in on top of it when financial resources are low anyhow.
So a bit of a double whammy. Prices are low. There could be extra expenditure in the months ahead. Is there any ray of light? Can the IFA do anything? Can the government do anything? Can there be any support?
We're going down that line now and seeing what we can do. The main thing IFA is looking for at the minute is low interest loans for farmers to restructure their borrowings and so on. You know, it's the amount of money available, that's the most effective way to use it.
Moving maybe a little bit further north in the county, and particularly the tillage farmers, again, the harvest is going to be under some pressure unless we get a decent spell.
We're getting the harvest, but we're doing a lot of damage to the fields. I cut a field the last day, and there's tracks in it a foot deep, 18 inches deep, and that'll have to be redrained and so on. Places you just don't expect it. And yet again, this is the third year that cereal farmers have been working below cost for their product, and they can't sustain it much longer.
And the prices being paid, are they down again this year?
The price at the minute would be around, it's a bit vague at the minute, but it would be it'll be too low to cover costs by at least 20 euros a ton.
And the consequences as we go then forward to next year is some people might move out of the sector.
Yeah, and then the point of that is that if that land goes into grass, that puts pressure on presumably livestock sector. If it goes into grass, that increases livestock numbers.
So is there any good news on the horizon?
we just live in hope. Like, milk prices are creeping up. Sheep are reasonably holding their own, and the cattlemen would like to see more, but we're in a difficult position too with what's going on in Britain. A lot of uncertainty out there, Chris.
Michael Chance, the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. Now, on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, September the 16th, 17th and 18th, the Ferguson World Record rematch takes place in Carrigans. I've been speaking with one of the key figures involved. Derek Long, chairman of the White Cross Vintage Association. There are not one, not two, but three world record attempts coming up shortly, all taking place in Carrigans. It's the Ferguson World Record rematch, and At the forefront of it all will be lots of Ferguson tractors. So tell us a little bit about these three world record attempts.
Well, Chris, thank you for having me on. The three world records, one of them is that we're trying to build the largest logo in the world, which is the Ferguson logo, is three angles. And we have to put over 500 tractors. So we have sort of done it out that it's going to be over 500 tractors. And then we're going to have a parade of tractors then on the, this is all happening on the 17th. The parade of tractors then will be sometime after lunch. And then we have, we do own the world record of 726. The guys done it a couple of years ago. So we're trying to beat our own record, and we're trying to put 1,000+ tractors in one field, tilling the ground all at the one time. One of the rules of the Guinness Book of Records, we have to have something to till the ground, to break the ground and stuff like that.
And you're going to need a big field, so where is it all happening?
It's all happening down in the Carrigans, and very, very kindly given to us a farm belonging to the McAlean family down there. And it's just about a half a mile outside the village of Carrigans. And it's quite a large field, and it's quite a large farm, and it's going to be a big big site now, big venue.
So tractors coming from all over the country and the UK?
Absolutely. There's guys coming from London or Scotland or Wales, Cork and Kerry. We have one man from Iceland coming. And that's only what we have, what we know. And I suppose it'll be a bit like the last time. There was the guys didn't know how many was going to come, and they just arrived and they kept coming. So we are looking to put it over 1,000 tractors working on one field off the Ferguson mark or the name. Massey Ferguson will still do. They have to be pre-86 to qualify for the vintage end of the thing. So any tractor at all that carries the Ferguson name, pre-86, will be more than welcome. And as I say, they're coming from London and Scotland, and there's people ringing every day now. And the main thing that we're doing it for, we're doing it for 8 charities. Children Crumlin is one of them, Alzheimer's, motor neurone disease, Shauna Hare, Ballytrum House Raffoe, Stroke Abilitation Glenkenny, Donegal Hospice and Foyle Hospice. And we're getting a very, very big response from Northern Ireland tractor men out there. They seem to be coming in their droves, and that's what we're looking for. And I think we will do over 1,000 tractors now. I think the interest is happening. We still have more than a week to go yet.
And essentially there are three records: the most pre-86 Fergusons working the soil at the one time, the parade itself, and then the most pre-86 Fergusons to form the actual Massey Ferguson logo.
Logo, yeah, absolutely. And the three were, Guinness Book of Records is very, very strict now on their rules and things. And we're able to, I think, start to build our logo on the Friday night, which will be a big help to us, and finish it then on Saturday morning, and then have our parader tractors then, as I say, after lunch. And then possibly 4 or 5 o'clock then we'll have the parader, the tilling the ground. And there again we have Harry Ferguson's granddaughter. It's been a massive achievement to get that, and there are a lot of people is just excited, and she's very excited herself to come to Donegal. She's never been here. She's really interested in the coastline, her and her husband. So I think they're going to take a few days maybe and tour around Donegal. So, but we have her for that weekend. She's coming in, and we're delighted that she has accepted our invitation.
Now, just to give people a little bit of background who maybe aren't aware of the huge amount of history attached to Harry Ferguson, born in County Down, and an engineer and an inventor, very much behind the development of the modern tractor. But some people may not know, he also built and flew his own plane. He was the first Irishman to fly with his Ferguson monoplane in Hillsborough. Yeah. I think it was December 1909. He even had he developed a Formula One car, the Formula P99, and various other things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The man hasn't got enough recognition for what he has done. He has done so much. As you say, the plane is designed a four-wheel drive and so many vehicles today. The anti-lock brakes he designed, Stirling Moss, Mr. Ferguson died in 1960, and his car won in 1961, the Formula One, as far as I believe. And he's the inventor of the three-point linkage, which is in 99% of the tractors it's bought today, really changed the way farming was done, left farming tractors was much safer. You can actually see them doing demonstrations there with a model tractor, and when he invented the three-point linkage, it stabilized the plough or whatever you had on, and the way before that was she was hooked very low down on the tractor, and if the plough that you were using caught in something, the tractor was able to overturn. And back in them days, there was no safety cabs or a roll cab, so quite often the driver was killed. So, and then it's 90 years since he designed that, and it's 80 years since the first Ferguson Brown come out, and 70 years for the T20, and then you have 70 or 60 years for the Ferguson Gold Belly. And even these tractors today, that little grey Fergie is known all over the world, and there's still ones of them working on farms doing different things. Bringing out turf and so on, and in the bog, and there are just so many of them. They just seem to go to any tractor run, you'll see lots of them, and I'm sure we're going to have dozens of them in Carrigans on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th.
They've certainly stood the test of time. Now,
absolutely,
as you mentioned there, it all starts, the Ferguson World Record rematch. The weekend starts in Carrigans on Friday, September the 16th. For those who haven't registered already, you can still do so?
Yeah, absolutely, you can indeed. And it will speed the thing up for Saturday morning. And you can ring up Denise on 0044 77 1276 2279, and Denise will kindly register you, and we'll get the paperwork, everything out. Really, as it's so important to have the paperwork for the Guinness Book of Records. You've often heard the saying, the I's has to be dotted and the T's has to be stroked. That is very, very much so with the Guinness Book of Records. Everything we have to fill them, every tractor is coming into the field, and it's just, it's unbelievable the rules that they have.
I'm speaking with Derek Long, the chairperson of the White Cross Vintage Association. Well, events like this, Derek, take a huge amount of work, and Alan Robb has been very much to the fore with yourself in organising this event.
Absolutely. Alan was the man that started this back in 2012. He had this dream that he would try and do a world record, and very, very successful. Took it away from the guys in Australia. They held it for a few years, 300 and something Ferguson tractors. Alan and the boys put it together, and they have 726 tractors, certificates hanging up in Alan's house, and which was a massive achievement, and a lot of hard work. Now they spent 2 years putting it together, and we're just taking it another step further, and Alan is the man that started this all off. It was his idea, and we've come in behind him and helped him and done everything that we can to make it this big. And it's going to be a very large event here in Donegal now, and there's a lot of people who showed interest, and I want to thank Highland Radio as well for taking the time to have us on.
And finally, there's so much more. The White Cross Vintage Association been very much through the fore promoting the vintage car display. There's fashion shows, trade stands, music and dancing, and some big names too.
some big names, yeah, and there's some local names, and has been very kind to come on board with us. And as you say, the big names there. We're finishing off tonight on the Friday night with Jimmy Buckley, and there'll be two or three other bands earlier on in the night. And the Saturday night we finish off with Jim Devine, and there'll be music the whole day through in the field, and there'll be dancing, and there'll be Irish dancing and all sorts of stuff. And then on the Sunday night we finish off, if we have any energy left, with the Whistling Donkeys on the Sunday night now. And we'll have parking for caravans and motorhomes, and we'll have share blocks there for anybody that wants to come and spend the weekend with us and have a weekend to remember, because it's going well number of years before this can be repeated again, because as I say, all anniversaries, it'll be at least 10 years before you could repeat it again on the anniversary. It'll be 100 years then for Harry Ferguson designing the three-point linkage. What, as a man growing up, or a young man like myself growing up, Harry Ferguson, that's all I knew. He was a tractor designer, and he designed it, the three-point linkage. But for that man, there was so much more, and they had a great team behind him.
And the Harry Ferguson Memorial Band will also be there.
Harry Ferguson Memorial Band, it's only one in the world that's going to be there as well now. And the guys have more than kindly agreed to come and spend the Saturday with us now. And I think some of them will be staying on over the weekend, but they'll be playing on the Saturday. So there'll be lots of things on the Sunday for the whole families and stuff like that. And I really do hope that the weather stays good for us, but I think it is going to come in good, and it will stay for us now. And as I say, we have arranged to try to raise a lot of money for them eight charities, and we are giving it our best shot anyway, and I'm sure we'll be successful in it.
And that was Derek Long, chairman of the White Cross Vintage Association. And that number again, if you want to register a tractor, it's 0044-77-1276-2279. Just time for a livestock update, a cattle price update, a steer base €3.80, a kilo heifers €3.90, and cows €2.90 to €3.45. And the lamb price update, large kill this week with the Muslim festival. Factories paying €4.90 to €5 a kilo to 22 kilos, and live buying at €2.20 to €2.35 a kilo. Well, that's it for tonight's programme. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.